Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your closing bell for July 14th, 2025. So rates ticked, well, basically on the 30-year fixed rate, they ticked up 0.1. They didn't really move anywhere else. The whys behind it? Well, it's the same thing, really the markets aren't doing much of anything else. Everybody's waiting for the tariff deadline on August 1st. Plus, we have a lot of other data that we're going to focus in on between now and August 1st. We're talking consumer inflation, producer inflation, even a Federal Reserve meeting between now and August 1st. So what can you expect with the markets? What can you expect with mortgage rates? Let's try to tackle that in today's video. So my name is Dan Ferriero, folks. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico, and I've been doing this for over 35 years. So if you want to put my expertise to work for you guys, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I'd love to be able to help. We do have a slogan. My slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how would we do that? I'll give you that at the end of this video. You're here for these things. So let's get to it. So here's what we're talking about today. Mortgage rates really didn't move at all. Why? Well, basically, the markets are waiting for this. They're hoping that there'll be lower tariffs by August 1st. But we also have a lot of data coming in between now and then. And one of those things is the Federal Reserve meeting. So the Federal Reserve is going to meet in two weeks, actually about 16 days. And they're going to focus in on things just like this that we're getting this week. So this week, we're going to get a slew of inflationary data. We're going to see how this might be being affected by tariffs. And then this is going to help affect or basically make the Federal Reserve's voting on if they're going to cut rates or not, basically in sight or not. So let's get over to it. Here's what we're actually looking at. So what we're focusing in on this week is consumer inflation, because tariffs are August 1st. The Federal Reserve meeting is July 16th, I think it is. So the data we have for this week is right through here, and it's consumer inflation and producer inflation. Now, why would we be going over these? Well, let's get over to here, and I want to just do a summarization for you. Turning point ahead, the CPI report should shake up mortgage rates, but it's not going to just shake it up this week. We got the Federal Reserve next week, and then we got the tariffs coming up. So what is really going on behind the scenes? Well, let's just recast what's going on right now. So far today, rates are flat. Okay, so we know that. I just went over that with you guys. But here's what's coming up. The Consumer Price Index will be released. Okay, this significantly affect mortgage rates. How and why? Well, if you go over this, the Fed is watching. This is one of the things they watch along with the tariffs. A TAME report could basically give them a green light to start cutting rates. A report that's a little bit hotter might just give them basically a free rein to just keep holding rates right where they are, even though they're driving the president crazy. So here's what you can expect, and I'll go over these numbers with you here in a second. Core CPI, it's expected to go from 0.1 to 0.3, and I'll show you that in a second. But what if it goes to 0.4? Well, you can basically see the markets, the stock markets are probably going to pull back quite a bit. You're going to see mortgage rates actually increase. But wonder if it comes in a little bit better or on point. Well, at that point, you're probably going to see a green light for the Federal Reserve to start cutting rates. So that's what we're going to see right through here. So let's get over to the economic news that we have. So here's what the numbers are. So tomorrow, they're expecting the core CPI year over year. This is the number that gets a lot of headlines. They're expecting it to go from 2.8 to 3. Okay, I want to show you one report that I follow. I follow this guy, his news analysis on a daily basis. Here's what he's coming up with when it comes to this data. And I follow him quite a bit, and I tend to go on the side of where he's at. So let's go over what he's expecting with these numbers that come in at versus what the Bloomberg calendar is showing. So let's get over this real quick. Okay, the Consumer Price Index for May is scheduled to be released tomorrow. The Consumer Price Index for June for the BLS, the consensus is for a 0.3 increase in the CPI and a 0.3 increase in the CPI, increase in CPI and a 0.03 increase in the core CPI. Okay, I thought they double dipped that. The consensus is for CPI to jump to 2.6 year over year, core CPI to be up 2.9. Okay, so that's what they're saying, and I'll show you this data right through here. So here's the numbers that we got tomorrow. Core CPI, that basically means that they stripped out food and energy. They're expecting the year over year number to go from 2.8 to 3. I'm going to show you what this analyst has. And then the core CPI month over month from 0.1 to 0.3. They actually came in last time, they thought this was going to go from 0.2 to 0.3. it actually went down. So that's why I'm thinking this time these numbers actually rallied over to the producer inflation. So I'm not quite sure our tariff numbers are going to be in here yet. But we have CPI of 2.4 raising to 2.6. So basically across the board, they're saying that they're going to go up pretty decently. Well, let's get over and see what he has to say. We're expecting a 0.23 increase in the June's core CPI versus their estimate of 0.3. Okay, so if this even came in at 0.25, it would be rounded up to 0.3. Okay, so as long as it's under 0.24 or below, it might come in a little bit under consensus. Year over year, they're expecting it to come in at 2.93. versus 3. So if you look at this and then you go over to here, these numbers might come in a little cooler than expected. That would be nothing but good news over here. But then the news doesn't stop there, because then the next day, Wednesday, we're going to get producer inflation. We'll worry about that tomorrow. I'm going to go through all the reports tomorrow with you on how the consumer inflation went. And then tomorrow's reports, we'll start talking about pre-numbers on where we're expecting the producer price index. So let's just take it one day at a time in today's video. So we're going to focus in on consumer inflation, and I'm expecting that it might come in at point or maybe just a little bit lower. And if it does, the markets are going to be good from here on. So I'm on the side of not locking in today, folks. So if you're out there and you're thinking, okay, should I lock in or should I float? I'm going to be a floater going into this market. I could be wrong. I could be right. We'll see how it goes. And then tomorrow, I'll let you know where I'm going into on Wednesday, because we're basically just short term right now. If you're looking out 3 to 6 months, I'm saying just stay on the sidelines right now. I'm expecting rates to continue to cool once we get all through all these bubbles from this week's economic news on inflation, next week's economic news on what the Federal Reserve does, and then the final week is we're going to figure out, and hopefully we have more direction on what's going on with the tariffs at that time. So that's our report for that so far. Let's get over to the indices, see what they're doing. The bond market is down 17 ticks right now. Not a huge move there. There is a gap that needs filled, and it hasn't been filled yet, so we're hoping the market rallies up to at least 99.31 tomorrow or even higher based on some good news, and that's what I'm expecting out tomorrow. If you go over to the stock market, let's see once again, let's recast this. Dow Jones, S&P, NASDAQ, and the Russell are all up across the board. We do have the VIX up a little bit, showing anxiety levels on Wall Street. Whoa, that just happened. Well, anxiety levels on Wall Street are just a little bit elevated. Let's see how oil's doing, see if that's down for the day. It is at 66. That is fantastic. It's down 2%. And let's go to cryptocurrency. Is it still on a roll? Folks, this is $120,000. We're going to be talking about this tomorrow on Stock Talk Tuesday. So don't forget to join me tomorrow on Stock Talk Tuesday. It's going to be nothing but Bitcoin and how you can maybe invest in that and even leverage it if you're looking to be a little bit risky. So that is our report for today, folks. Now, let me tell you exactly what I mean by one application, one credit pool, and we'll shop your loan over 30 different lenders. So I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. So that should check off first if you can use me. The next thing is, you're probably saying, Dan, how do I get competitive rates if I'm just working with you? That's a great question. We're also a large broker as well. So not only are we a federal bank, think of us as a federally banked mortgage broker, I guess. We're set up currently, right now, we just added a couple more. We're at 35 total lenders, folks. So when you put in your application here, I'm checking programs, rates, fees, and everything else between my bank and 33, 34, maybe even 35 other lenders to make sure you're getting a competitive rate quote when it comes down to fees and when it comes down to the interest rate. So if you've already locked in with somebody and you want me to check and see if we can do maybe a little bit better for you, well, check out the loan estimate tab right through here. You can click that. You can upload your loan estimate so I can take a review for you. Make sure you add in your name and number, or at least email, so I can respond back to you. And I'll have a personalized video for you to break down those numbers. If you're looking to refinance, check this tool right here. We're going to allow you to put in here and actually choose what interest rate you'd want to refinance at. So when the rate hits that, I'll be making sure I reach out to you and get in touch so we can get the paperwork started. But if you're looking to buy right now, check out the $7,000 in down payment assistance we have for borrowers right through here. If you're looking to buy a home, check that out before you even go to the next step. So that's our report for today, folks. Thank you so much for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow at the opening bell. Bye-bye.